Good morning, everyone. How are you this beautiful day that the Lord has made? I'm Karen Jane Casey on the podcast, Turn to God with Karen. And as you may know, every Wednesday we have Sword of the Spirit. When we go out into the world each day, we need to be prepared. We need to have the full armor of God on, as described for us in Ephesians chapter 6. So, what is the sword of the Spirit? The sword of the Spirit is a piece of the full armor of God, and it is for our defensive, as our defensive weapon against the attacks by our enemies, our adversaries. So it's a very important piece of the full armor. What is the sword of the Spirit? It is the Word of God. So it would behoove us to read and study the Word of God, to have it in our hearts, in our being. When enemies attack, we are ready. So in keeping with that, every Wednesday we cover verses in the Bible or a passage, or maybe we have a topic area and we look up different scriptures for it. For the month of December, for the most part, we're going to look at scriptures that happen to be my favorite scriptures, my go-to for specific times in life. So this time we're going to actually cover my very favorite passage, Psalm 37. It has brought me through so many struggles, and I hope that it will be valuable to you as you face struggles in life. All right, well, here we go. Psalm 37 in the New International Version. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and the needy, to slay those whose ways are upright, but their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed, and they will go up in smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be destroyed. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fail. He will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouths of the righteous utter wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. The law of their God is in their hearts. Their feet do not slip. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, intent on putting them to death. But the Lord will not leave them in the power of the wicked or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Hope in the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a luxuriant native tree, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless, observe the upright. A future awaits those who seek peace. But all sinners will be destroyed. There will be no future for the wicked. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in times of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So every time I feel threatened or I have a people problem, which happens a lot, and you know there is a lot of wickedness going on, I turn to Psalm 37. There's so much promise in it. We can keep patient faith even during the trials because we know the Lord is with us. Well, I hope you loved that passage as much as I do, and it will help you time and time again. And throughout this holiday season, I want to wish you blessing after blessing. I hope you'll join me every Wednesday on Sword of the Spirit. And as you may know, Turn to God with Karen has episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Monday is Faith and Hope Journey, where we speak about overcoming challenges in life and see what the Lord has to say. And we share experiences. And on Friday, we have Karen's Book Corner, where I normally share a little bit about the backstory, maybe, or a little bit from a book I have written, and also reviews of other people's books. So if you have any comments or suggestions, I love feedback. Go to my website, KarenJaneCasey.com. There's a contact page, and you can give me your comments there. Well, you have a blessed holiday and Merry Christmas. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.